Los Campesinos is a kind of puzzly name for a Welsh sextet that's put out 5 albums since 2006. Many of them have titles that don't seem to be destined to soar to the top of the pop charts. We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed, Romance Is Boring, and Hello Sadness. Now their latest, No Blues. There is no blues that could sound quite as heartfelt as mine. The man in the doors of the river, I watched it weep its banks. We're joined now by Los Campesinos lead singer Gareth David, or Gareth Campesinos, as he is often known. He comes to us from the studios of the BBC in Cardiff, Wales. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Scott.
You know, every now and then in this country we see Welsh, you know, one of the signs with a town that has a name that seems to be 2.5 miles long.
Yeah.
So we're not very familiar with Welsh here. So in Welsh, Los Campesinos means what exactly?
In Welsh, Los Campesinos means absolutely nothing. Both linguistically and in terms of people knowing anything about our band. But it's Spanish. It translates loosely as the peasants or the farmers. And
well, all right, that I know, okay?
You've got that.
But I don't understand how a Welsh band gets that name.
And I wish that there was an answer for that. The only answer is that if we had any idea that, you know, a few years down the line, we would have some sort of profile, we would definitely have thought harder about the name.
You have 5 bandmates, right?
Yes, I do. 5 darling bandmates.
Well, who are they? And give us some stories how you began.
Well, the start of the band is very serendipitous. Myself and Neil, my bandmate, we met on our first day at university. And there was a beautiful moment whereby I knocked on his door to introduce myself. I was wearing a Sonic Youth T-shirt and he held in his hand a Sonic Youth poster. And I think from that moment, we knew that we were destined to be stuck with each other for all eternity. And my other bandmates would be Tom is my songwriting partner, and he's a founding member as well. We've had members come and go, but the other 3 would be Jason, our man on the drums, Rob Campesinos, who is a jack of all trades. And then my sister is also in the band.
I didn't know that. That's adorable. You and your sister are in the same band.
It's really nice. She wasn't originally in the band, and so I had the amazing opportunity to say to my sister, would you like to be in this band and tour the world with me? And that was like one of the best moments I'll experience in my whole life, I think.
Let's play the first single from your new album.
Sure.
If we could. It's got a catchy title, What Death Leaves Behind. Let's listen. What's the story here?
Well, despite the title, and as you pointed out, reading back my album titles to me earlier, they all do seem a little bit downbeat, a little bit morbid. I think What Death Leaves Behind is intended to be a pretty euphoric song. It's essentially a song about the good in things and about friendship and about sort of the strong relationships that you forge with somebody else. But then, you know, you keep the mystique by giving it a miserable title, I think.
Do I get this right? Well, we're kind of in the general area. You once worked at a cemetery?
Yeah, I still do on occasion, yeah. I tend graves, not digging, unfortunately. I think that's outside of my expertise. But general pruning and gardening and maintaining the tombs and that, yeah, I do. It's very peaceful.
Well, I guess when you're doing the pruning, though, it's a quiet and contemplative place.
It totally is. It's the ideal place to collect your thoughts and to get ideas for songs and to listen to music. And, it's a place which encourages thought, I suppose.
Let's hear a little bit of a song you have called Cemetery Gates.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
Should explain that the title too, it's Cemetery Gates, G-A-I-T-S, as in walking.
Clever, right?
A Joycean pun, to be sure.
Yes.
You have a lot of wordplay on this album, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I write the lyrics, and I have absolutely no musical ability whatsoever. I am in awe of my bandmates, who are all very capable, talented musicians, and I can do nothing of the sort. So I think I overcompensate for that by being needlessly verbose in my songwriting.
You're really making people eager to go out and download this. And I feel we ought to give you a chance to make your own best case as to why people like your music. Reading between the lines, are you trying to make people conscious of the preciousness of life?
Yeah. This album is quite a turning point for us as a band, I think, because it is a lot more hopeful than a lot of stuff we've written previously. And as somebody who, to be serious for a moment, has sort of battled with depression for a long time and been in some pretty dark places, it's important to, you know, when there are those cracks of light and there is happiness, it's important to embrace those things because life is so fleeting and you've got to make the most of it. And I think, although amongst all the melancholy, there are plenty of jokes in there and the puns and the self-deprecation, and that's what life is, I think.
We want to go out with a song. Wonder if you could tell us about it. Avocado Baby.
It's a crazy, silly song. It's got a local cheerleading squad on it from Cardiff, the Cardiff Cougar All-Stars, who I think would be very excited to hear their name mentioned on NPR. A group of girls and one boy who came in, and we kind of cajoled into singing backing vocals for us. Although, when we showed up, we were three people in our late 20s, and we just immediately became the most uncool people in the world. Sort of life flashing before our eyes moment.
Well, let's go out listening to Avocado Baby. Gareth David of Los Campesinos, their new album. It's called No Blues. He joined us from the BBC studios in Cardiff, Wales. Mr. David, muchísimas gracias.
Thank you. Thanks very much.